want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for love, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Just want to remind everybody, we've got a couple of great sponsors out there, Numana.com. And I have to tell you, I really, really believe in Numana. I believe in them wholeheartedly. This is why you say, oh, Dave, you advertise them for them everywhere. That's right. Because I'm telling you, the globalists are not going to respect the rule of law. They're going to do whatever they have to do to disrupt our society, to take this populist movement off the tracks. And you need to be prepared. I don't care where you get your storable food. I just happen to think Numan is the best. But you need to get prepared. Do not go back to sleep because Trump got elected. And if you're interested in what we're having to say, and if you have any trust in my judgment here, go to numana.com/Hodges, and there is a brief time where you can take 5% off. That's Hodges, NOV5 is the coupon code, and there's a whole variety of products. Go up, check it out for yourself, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, why so many people are getting prepared through Numana. Also, again, one more mention of Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, the most low-pressure sales in the world, and he'll tell you if he can't help you. But if you think you're going to leave your money in the bank ad infinitum, you're fooling yourself. You need to diversify. You need to get into precious metals, and Steve Quayle is your guy. I'm a customer. Not only do I have a professional and personal relationship with Steve, we have a business relationship because he is my precious metals broker. Go to Steve Quayle, Run Precious Metals, and call him tomorrow, 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And for your social media needs, and let me just say this straight up front, I hate Facebook, but I do what Jesus did. He walked amongst the dirty bankers and the sinners, and occasionally I'll go on Facebook for the same thing, because that's who runs the place. But I center my social media activities at seen.life, S-E-E-N-L-I-F-E. No censorship. You don't have to show your driver's license if you put too many pro-Trump posts up there, like so many people have had to do. So go to seen.life. You can use a fake name. They could care less. They just want people to share and to network because they have the same vision as we do on this show. So that's seen.life. Last item, Health Masters, healthmasters.com. You've been listening to the owner and creator of Health Masters, Dr. Ted Brower, and I detailed in the second hour how Doug Hagman and myself have been the beneficiaries of Health Masters products. Our testimony is up on healthmasters.com with the Hagman and Hodges protocols. Go there. 5% off. Healthmasters.com, and use the coupon code 5Hodges. And speaking of Health Masters, we have Ted Brower back on the line. And Ted, I have a feeling this hour is going to be one wild ride.
Well, this is going to be one of those hours. This is going to be one of those crazy hours. This is some stuff that I've known about for over a year now. And I really didn't want to discuss it, but because of this AI interface they're doing, I really needed to bring it in because I need to let everybody make their decision on what they want to believe about this. But when the Gulf Oil Deepwater Horizon spill happened, well, I guess that was 6-7 years ago now, Dave, you know, they were dumping core exit in by the, who knows? We don't know how much core exit they dumped in. I'm sure it was hundreds of millions of liters. I don't even know, because they were spraying the entire Gulf of Mexico. They didn't allow any civilians in the cleanup. They only had military personnel involved in it. They wouldn't allow any boats out anywhere near the Horizon oil spill. I mean, it was crazy. It was like a military blackout, almost like trying to fly to Antarctica. And it was a major issue. It was a major military deal. And I talked to a lady last year, and she was very desperate because she'd been very ill. She had stepped in some of the black goo on Pensacola Beach when she was there when that Horizon spill happened. and it touched her for just a second, and it burned her really, really bad. Now, oil's not going to do that. It's just not going to do that. And she didn't know what to do. And so I'd read a lot of stuff about what they were looking for, and we're going to talk about that this tonight. Now, I can't prove this because I wasn't there, but I do know this. She told me the FBI, the CIA, all these guys were involved. They had military people at the airports. They were going through luggage to make sure you didn't pick any of this stuff up and take it with you. They were being searched. Their luggage was being searched. I mean, some crazy stuff to try to prevent people from getting samples of this stuff. Now, here's what's interesting to me about this. The Deepwater Horizon, when it blew, I've heard all kinds of internet rumors about it was a foreign submarine from another country that didn't want us doing what we were doing there. And I'm thinking to myself, why would a foreign submarine do this? Why would a foreign submarine be involved in this? I mean, this thing was such a horrible spill, and with the core exit sinking all this stuff down, they've actually messed up the thermoconveyor current or the Gulf Stream, and now we're basically plunging Europe into this incredible deep freeze every winter. It's not nearly as warm as it used to be over there when I was there, and now the winters are just brutal over there, because remember, the Gulf Stream is what warms up Europe. Now, John Moore wrote a whole story on this years ago, and a whole scientific synopsis on why the Gulf Stream had stopped. And he was working with a lot of different people to try to figure out why that was going on and why they were doing it. And so that's one of the side effects of that spill. I don't know if that part of it was intentional or not. But what was interesting about this is the lady told me that after she got the stuff on her, it like put a light burn on, like a second degree burn. So she became deathly ill, had all kinds of immune system problems, and she was having all kinds of suicidal thoughts and suicidal hatred thoughts and all kinds of other crazy stuff that happened after she was exposed to this liquid. Now, I thought, well, this is kind of crazy because this doesn't make any sense. And when I watched the movie a few months ago with Mark Wahlberg that came out about the Deepwater Horizon, and they said repeatedly in the movie, and if you watch the movie again, they'll tell you if you want to get it on DVD. Good movie, by the way. Had Kurt Russell in there, Mark Wahlberg. That they felt as they were drilling into hell. They were having nothing but problems with this well. And all of a sudden this well blows out and the logs are disappeared from the control tower. All this stuff happened. Just kind of some crazy stuff. Dave can give you some more information on that in a minute. But what was interesting, I listened to a German physicist last year. His name is Vela. And he did a whole thing on, I think it was Basis 56 or something like that, one of the internet video providers that, you know, talk about alternative news. And he was talking about how this black substance that they were bringing out of this horizon well wasn't what we thought it was. It was like a black product that was infused with iridium and monatomic gold, and that he said was like a basic form, a life form. Now, whether he's right or wrong, I have absolutely no idea, but he's a physicist. He wasn't selling anything. He was just saying what he was doing. They had samples of it. They talked about how it reacted in the laboratory. And I thought to myself, this is a little bit too far out there. I'm not going to really go into this when I do Hagman or Hodges, because it's really a little bit strange, because this is just too far into the rabbit hole. Well, now I'm starting to find out that the black goo is used as an interface between the AI that they're connecting us all into and the fourth dimensional protocols that they're tying it into, as far as Lucifer with their D-Wave quantum computers. And the black goo is actually something they have in huge amounts to make these quantum computers, these interdimensional computers, work. Now, when I started reading that, I'm like, wait a minute now. This is just getting a little bit too weird. I'm going to let people hear about this stuff on the show tonight. You guys make up your own mind on this stuff. It's so far out there that I don't even want to be on record as having said that I know for certain this is real, because I don't. But I want you guys, you can look up Harold Vela, V-E-L-L-A. You can look up black goo. And you can pretty much figure out what you think this stuff is. Now, some of the rocks and some of the stones they used to use for their sacrificial altars were made of a substance like this. The Nazis were involved in using this apparently in their coal mines. And apparently when you get around this stuff, it can pretty much deprive you of any type of compassion. And Bella says that's one of the reasons that the SS soldiers were able to do and kill people the way they did, because it didn't have a... Basically, they had no conscience because of this exposure to this product. Now, whether any of this is true, I have no idea. But here's what I do know is this. This thing is getting really, really, really strange. And this monoatomic gold black goo they say that it's sentient. Now, I have no idea if that's true or not. That's what Vela said. He said it's living. He said it's demonic. He said they're intelligent liquid crystals. So they can actually communicate with each other. And it all ties back to the AI, to transhumanism, to demonic forces, to witchcraft, to human sacrifice, to black magic. It's actually referenced in the Bible. It's a Luciferic game. And it's probably one of the most mysterious substances on Earth. It's intelligent, supposedly. And what's crazy about it is I have a lady who gets my emails, and she's probably listening to the show right now. I'm not going to give her name out of respect for her and for her safety, that she was actually exposed to it and became deathly ill from it, had a massively compromised immune system. And, you know, we were able to help her with our immune system protocol. She feels a lot better now. But the thing is this, guys, this is a major, major issue with everybody because, you know, we're all going to be tied into an artificial intelligence interface through a D-Wave computer, supposedly using this substance for a interdimensional tie-in into Lucifer. And apparently this stuff's been around for a long, long time, and this is what they were using with human sacrifices, etc. There's a huge deposit of it down there in Paraguay where Angela Merkel has bought a home and has bought property along with the Bushes. So I have no idea why they would have done that because they seem to be pretty much hooked up on the same frequency, I guess. But the whole thing about it is this. There's some crazy stuff going on with these D-Wave quantum computers. You guys need to dig into this yourself. Just look up Black Goo and Harold Vela, V-E-L-L-A. Do your own research on it. Let me know what you think. If you think it's crazy, I can go with that too. It sounds pretty crazy to me, but guys.
It does to me too, Ted, but let me tell you where I can make a loose association to give at least the thought of this some credibility. And let's go to Project HARP. And in fact, let's go back even farther to Jose Delgado, 1960, Spanish physiologist, learned to control behavior through electronic means remotely applied. And the video is still on YouTube, amazingly, where he fought a bull, and he didn't have a bull cape. He had a remote control transmitter, and the bull would charge him. He'd push the transmitter, and the bull would walk calmly away. Later, you know, I saw this, I think I was still an undergraduate, where behavior could be controlled through implants into animals. You could turn a cat into a raging ball of fury or a docile being. And then he went to work for SRI, which was a CIA front group doing mind control kind of experiments. And he got out of it before his death. And I'm going to say, 2011, 2012. And he said he deeply regretted ever being involved in this and that you can control minds through technology. And he said that very clearly. I wrote an article. If you search that on the commonsenseshow.com search engine, you'll find reference to that and you'll see all about Jose Delgado. So, Ted, remotely controlling someone's thinking, emotional behavior, and it has already been proven to be true.
I have no qualms about that. I'm 100%. I know that's possible. Remember, I'm a scientist. But when they name something black goo, they should have named it, you know, something else. You know, they should have called it, you know, sentient black oil or something, you know what I'm saying, instead of black goo. To me, it just sounds kind of goofy, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't know if they're trying to spoof it, they're trying to cover it up, they're trying to hide it. All I know is this, and I would never have brought it up had I not listened to the lady who basically in depth, who stepped in it in Pensacola Beach and got deathly ill from it. I think it was Destin. She was a Destin. And so the crazy thing about this is that we know they're tying us into an interface. And also, Lady Gaga, she has some music videos. In fact, you can see what they're doing. If you look up, there's another video you can watch. It's a short video. It's called Illuminati's Black Goo Gold Project Programmable Matter. And it's by Nicholson, 1968. It has hundreds of thousands of views. Illuminati's Black Goo Gold Project Programmable Matter. And he shows multiple new music videos with both Christine Aguilera and the other sicko I mentioned a second ago, Lady Gaga. And they're basically pouring black oil goo on them in these videos. And they're basically like worshiping Lucifer through it. And of course, we know these girls are all being mind controlled through MK Ultra as far as I'm concerned. In fact, you know, who was it? It wasn't Rosie O'Donnell. It was Roseanne Barr. Basically has said that the MK Ultra runs Hollywood, and she was very sincere when she said that. And these girls are being controlled and mind controlled. Now, Madonna was used a lot, but Madonna has been so used up at this point. She looks so horrible, so anorexic looking, that they really don't use her a lot anymore unless they've got to bring her out of mothballs. But the new ones, Lady Gaga and Christina Aguilera, and they're doing music videos with that. So if you watch this video, it talks about this, and you can watch a lot of these other videos concerning this very topic and make your own mind up on it. Because when you make this jump to a sentient life form that's pretty much a, it could be some type of bacteria, it could be some type of other products, I don't know what it is, but the thing about it is that, you know, when they're talking about it in this, these videos and all these exposés they're doing on it, they're not making it like it's a joke. They're making it like it's real, and it ties into this AI system. And Harold Vela, who, by the way, is not a Christian, you have to kind of use a Christian lens when you watch his stuff, talks about it in like a two-hour presentation, and he goes into detail on it. And he also talks about Morgellons disease, and he talks about how they're tying us into the quantum computer, and he also talks about what they're doing with nanotags. And this guy's a physicist out of Germany. He's absolutely brilliant. He really is a smart guy. And what's interesting that I've really learned from the one video is that's how they're using the barium, because they spray the barium in the chemtrails and they use the nanotags or the smart dust with it, Dave. It actually ties directly into your immune system, not your immune system, into your nervous system, into your nervous energy, and it transmits via the Morgellons tag the very frequency of your body. The energy signature, because remember, we're an energy wave. We're in an electrical field, and we're an energy wave in that field, and our body resonates at a certain frequency. That's what differentiates us from everybody else. It's our DNA stamp, and we resonate at a very specific frequency, which goes into the 00000s, a tiny, tiny amount of vibration changes between different human beings. But everybody has a very specific frequency that we resonate. I know that's a fact. Now, when we basically are tied into a Morgellons tag and they tie us into the AI, what it's going to allow it to do is to interface with us, and it'll be able to track us or know where we are at any instant on the planet. Because remember, the problem that Lucifer has is Lucifer is not omnipresent. Remember, God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. His spirit is able to allow him to do that because of the Holy Spirit. He permeates everything. He's also omnipotent, which means he's all-powerful, and he's also omniscient, which means he's all-knowing. Lucifer is none of those things. He's a created being, and what happens is he can't be everywhere at once, but if he can put nanotags in us, he can monitor all of us everywhere we are at once. It's part of his wanting to be like God. It's part of his wanting to undo God's creation on this planet. That's what his goal always has been, is to destroy. Remember, the Bible says that Satan comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's his goal. He's at enmity against God. And like I said earlier on the last part of the show, Dave, on the first part of this first hour, I said that, you know, when God came and sent Christ, the angels from the heavenly host saying, peace on earth, goodwill toward man, because the old covenant had passed away and Christ had come to basically restore us back to God, to restore us to God's residence frequency. That's what the infilling of the Holy Spirit means. The disciples were told to stay in Jerusalem until they would be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means that God infuses us as Christians with his living essence, his frequency, that brings us into harmonic convergence, so to speak, to use a technical term, with him. It allows us to become the same frequency ratio as God, also as of Christ, through the blood of Christ, because he's omnipresent still on the cross, and through scalar waves he restores our DNA. We've done entire shows on this, but what's so neat about this is you've got to tie the Holy Spirit into this, because Lucifer does not have a Holy Spirit. He's not infused with the Holy Spirit. He cannot be omnipresent. But this computer, D-Wave computer, which ties into his dimension, Dave, he wants to, like God, to be omnipresent. Remember, he cannot create life like God has. He does not have that ability. He can't take something, he can't take nothing and make something from a living entity out of it. But what he can do is he can change our DNA through Morgellons, through chemtrails, through GMOs, through drugs, through epigenetics, and he can change all of us, because what they're doing to the planet now is they're terraforming it with the chemtrails. We all know that. And I said this on your show, I said it on my show, and I said it on Hagman's show. We'll see how much authority Trump really has, Dave, if the chemtrails stop. If the chemtrails stop, we'll know that Trump's in charge. He's putting a stop to all of this mess.
That's now, a good barometer.
If the chemtrails don't stop, then that means we've just got another person in the White House who's a figurehead, and that these Sabbatean groups are still running everything through their black magic, through their D-Wave computers. Because remember, we've taken authority away from ourselves. We give it to our politicians. The politicians have given it to the military. The military has given it to the CIA, which is pretty much satanic. The CIA has given it to the black magicians, who've given it over to the AI, which ties directly back into Lucifer in his dimension through the black goo. Supposedly, that's how the whole tie-in goes. Also, Vela
says... Ted, I want to ask you before you go farther away from this, the black goo. Just a technical question, and then I want to make a quick comment. The black goo, is this a parasitic kind of being? Is that what the hypothesis is here?
Well, what Vela says, this is basically how Lucifer came to our planet. Now, I don't know all this stuff. All I can do is tell you what
they
say.
Yeah, just tell us what the man
says.
We don't necessarily stand behind this, but
we're reporting on it because it's
interesting. But go ahead.
Well, but the whole
in your understanding, is this a parasite?
Well, the black goo ties into the interface that allows this demonic, these entities to siphon light photons off of us, which pulls our energy away. It says that basically as Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those who he may devour, this is also the energy they pull from these children in these human sacrificial rituals that they do. Because apparently, because these entities have been separated from God, they can no longer eat the way we eat. They can't go to the local buffet and get something to eat. They've got to have energy from us through our light photons to feed them. And this is why this human sacrifice network and human child slave network and all the things that's so prevalent on our planet today, that's why it's so important, if you're listening to me right now, watch your children. Oh, dear Lord, watch your children, because so many kids go missing, Dave, and we never hear about it. It's so prevalent now that the media doesn't even discuss it. It just doesn't get discussed anymore because it's so much. I mean, you go to Walmart and you'll see all the missing child. They used to have entire walls of missing children on the bulletin boards of kids that have gone missing. Now, I've gone by lately and I haven't seen those walls there anymore. Now, those kids haven't been found. You don't hear that on the news either. So, literally, some estimates are in the millions every year, and these children are being fed to these entities through this human sacrifice. And these entities say, if you feed me and you give me this energy, I will participate with you, and I will allow you then to have what you want off this planet. That's what these celebrate, these guys who basically wear the red Kabbalah strings in Hollywood. A lot of these people have actually sold their souls to Lucifer, and Lucifer pretty much says to them, if you do this, okay, it's like the best example, these Kabbalistic teachings show, it teaches them how to call up demons and perform rituals to feed these demonic entities through sacrifice. And in turn, these demons or Lucifer allow the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or the persons doing the ritual. This is why so many of the Hollywood people wear the red Kabbalah string around their wrist, because they have given themselves over to Lucifer and his demons. But guys, remember this. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We're not of this world. We were bought at a price. When you accept Jesus Christ, your DNA changes. You become the resonance frequency of God through Christ, through his blood, through the Holy Spirit. We've been set apart. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the game's over. You then win. You then have authority over them because you are now in covenant with the Most High, who allows you to control your own reality. That's what prayer is all about. That is what words are all about. That is what thoughts are all about. Because we literally control our physical reality because we are basically connected through the Holy Spirit to the creator of the universe. Now, this is very, very important that you guys understand this, because God, you know, we'd have different people say there are different dimensions. Some people say with string theory there are 10 dimensions. Some say there's 13. Some say there's many more. God is the Most High God. What does that mean? He is the Most High dimension. He lives the highest up. Lucifer was cast down from heaven. Okay, he can still communicate with God, but he cannot go back into that dimension. He's not allowed to do that, because God's still in control. Because Lucifer made a deal with Adam and Eve, and they took over the planet. Lucifer is the god of this planet. Most people don't understand that. That's why it's so corrupt and so evil. But when God sent Jesus to die for us, it forever changed that equation, because what it allowed him to do was to reestablish a covenant through the blood of Christ to tie us back into his dimension. And he shares with us part of his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, and allows us through scalar waves, through interdimensional transfer of power through the blood of Christ, to be connected to God through the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, we become the resonance frequency. We are filled. The Bible says, be ye filled and continue being filled with the Holy Spirit. And his essence comes inside of you, and it changes you, and it creates a resonance frequency lock with Yahweh through Yeshua to the creator of the universe, to allow you to become one with God. So when God sees you, he no longer sees you. He sees Jesus. You become the righteousness of God through Christ. That's how it works, is the resonance frequency. Now, the biggest problem that we have with Christians today, Dave, is they don't understand who they are in Christ Jesus. They don't understand the authority and the power that we've been given. We literally live in the bottom three states of matter, the depth, the width, and the height, the bottom three dimensions. And what we have is the fourth dimension. We know we call it time-space. But then we have the other six or seven or eight or nine dimensions that we have beyond that, and God lives in the top one. And it's from these other dimensions, Paul called it the second heaven, that the frequency generator that controls this energy field on this planet, because remember, we're an energy wave in an energy field. I mean, if you took an atom and you took and put it in the middle of a football stadium and it was the size of a pea, and you're looking at the nucleus, the first electron rotation for the first two electrons would be literally on the very top of the bleachers in an NFL stadium that far away. So everything between that first electron and that nucleus is empty space. It's an energy field. Now, the reason it feels real to us and feels solid is because our electrons and our energy fields are tapping on the electrons of the other energy fields, and it feels solid. But we're more empty air than solid matter. If you compress the entire planet down and took the air out of it, it would be about the size of a baseball. That's the entire Earth if you took the empty space out of it. We are an electrical field that we live in that's like a holographic energy field. We're like an electric universe that's basically a simulation. It's kind of like being on the Starship Enterprise and being in the holodeck. That's what we live in. And so what we have here in this holodeck is a movie that's being played, for no better use of words, that we have control over when we become Christians, because Satan becomes under our feet. Because we can speak the words. Because remember, the power of life and death is in the tongue. The Bible tells us that. As a man speaketh in his heart, so is he. And when we speak the words of life to ourself and to our spouses or to our families or to our careers, what happens is these entities that run these, quote, energy projectors, which they use to give these Hollywood people, these Kabbalists, whatever they want. If they want a G5, if they want recognition, if they want all this money, if they want a big mansion, get what they want, because they're feeding these entities. These same things that do and play the projectors have to play what we speak, because we have authority over them. They're under our feet. So people need to understand something. You have to be so careful with the words that come out of your mouth. You've got to speak in life. When you pray, it needs to be like this, because remember, when we pray, we create scalar waves, and scalar waves change the fabric of space-time. I'm going to repeat that. Scalar waves change physical reality. That's why a scalar wave, when you pray, if God's 100 million light years away, he hears you instantaneously, because your prayer is a scalar wave. It transmits information instantaneously. That's why every proton on the planet knows where, in the universe, knows where every other proton is instantaneously, if you keep dividing up the units of length as far as how small things get. You know, we're in an energy field, we're in a matrix, we are in a electrical simulation, we're on a holodeck. Pick your name that you want. That's what's real here. Our souls are real. Everything else is an energy field that can be manipulated. They did it through the pyramids. They've done it through human sacrifices. They've done it through Stonehenge. All of these old druids were taught this from the fallen angels in Genesis chapter 6, and it was carried through the generations through a lot of the old teachings. Remember, the son of Noah got incredibly in trouble because this is how the Masonic lodges say, is that he found the book of the fallen angels teaching them how to do all of this stuff. And basically they say, the Masonic lodges, that this was passed down through the centuries through the Masonic lodges. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but this is what they believe. It's supposedly, this is what I heard Steve Quayle say, Dave. Now, I haven't done the research on that myself, but here's the thing, guys. This is some crazy stuff. But you got to remember something. The reason they hate Christians, nobody else has this authority. The Jews don't have this authority. The Hindus don't have this authority. The Buddhists don't have this authority. Nobody has this authority except for Christians. That's why the 3rd century Catholic Church, when it was compromised with Constantine, and they took out the Book of Enoch out of the Old Testament, which is still in the book of the Ethiopian Bible, they wanted to take all this information about these fallen angels and these things out of the Bible, so Christians would basically be castrated or emasculated and not be allowed to know the truth. And the Catholic Church then made it illegal to even read the Word of God. And if you got caught reading the Word of God, you were killed or stoned to death or hung or guillotined or drawn and quartered, because they didn't want the peasants knowing the truth. And then Martin Luther had enough of that when the Catholic Church was selling indulgences, which is basically a get-out-of-hell-free card. Martin Luther finally said, this is ridiculous. We got to do something about this. This is completely out of control with this Catholic Church. And so that's why he did what he did. Now, guys, listen to me. I'm going to say this again. The guys that play the movie that you're in, the guys who play the movie that you're in when you're a Christian, have to play the movie you speak about. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I commit my plans unto the Lord, they will succeed. Father, I station angels around me today. I plead the blood of Christ over me. I put a hedge of thorns around me. Father, I thank you that you always put me at the right place at the right time, every time. I thank you, Lord, that my footsteps are ordered by the Lord. I commit my plans unto you, Lord, and they shall succeed. This is the problem as Christians. We haven't been taught how to pray properly. Our big prayer is, God, don't kill me today. Don't kill my kids today. What kind of nonsense is that? How is God supposed to use those things? You have to pray the things that you want to happen. Do it this way. This will get your attention very quickly. Every time you say something negative, put a comma there and put, and that's the way I want it to be, because you've just created that physical reality by the words that you spoke. Comma, and that's the way I want it to be. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Comma, because that's the way I want it to be. I commit my plans to the Lord, they will succeed. Comma, because that's the way I want it to be. It's raining today. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Comma, this is the way I want it to be. If you do that and you train yourself in all of the areas of your life to be very careful with the words that come out of your life. Now, I'm not saying you got to pretend like negative things aren't going to happen or negative things aren't real. I've talked about in depth in the last hour how Donald Trump has to be very, very, very careful, because these evil forces that are surrounding him up in Washington don't want him to be inaugurated. And he's got to make sure, as we talked about earlier, Dave, to bring extra security and all the things that he needs to do. Because remember, this group of people, these wizards is what they are, wizards and Kabbalists and druids is what they are. They've been carried through all these generations. They don't want Donald Trump in. They don't want him exposing their agenda. They don't want him getting rid of the central bank, which they use their Babylonian money magic to create this 40-to-1 ratio of the money they can loan out now, plus their derivatives on top of that. They don't want their system to be shut down. They don't want him nationalizing the banks of the United States and basically seizing the assets that have been stolen from the United States people over the past 100 years since 1913, since the Federal Reserve was created. They don't want him doing all that. They don't want him talking about immunizations and setting up Kennedy to head an entire council on immunizations to find out why so many kids are coming down with autism. Because this whole thing with autism is going to link right back to glyphosate, to Roundup, to immunizations, to all the chemicals in the food supply, and all the poisons we're feeding these children, and all the injections they're getting. That's what's going to happen with the immunizations that we're, and with the glyphosate. Guys, if you're using Roundup, stop it. Don't use Roundup anymore. If you've got a problem with weeds in your driveway, use salt. Go to one of the box clubs or go to your local hardware store, wherever you want to go, and go buy a 50-pound bag of salt. It'll be like $4 or $5. This, you can use it for a water softener. Spread it on the weeds. The weeds will be dead just as quickly as they would have been dead with glyphosate or Roundup. They stay dead longer, and you don't poison the soil, you don't poison the water, you don't poison yourself, and you don't poison your children. Glyphosate's been linked to over a dozen cancers, and including all kinds of health problems, including destroying the bacterial flora in the intestinal tract, which has been leading to a lot of these autistic kids. So guys, stay away from these things. They're doing everything they possibly can to separate you from God. They're doing everything they can to not allow you to know the truth about who you are in Christ Jesus. They don't want you to understand that when you pray, you create scalar waves, which are basically radio waves laid on top of each other, creating longitudinal waves, which are laid on top of each other, creating a scalar waves. The only way they can produce scalar waves is that they have to use a phased array dish system, like up in HARP. That's what HARP uses. They use scalar waves. They use phased array uplinks. That's how they create the energy waves to heat the ionospheric heater to move storms around and to change weather patterns. They have to create them with a machine, with a giant dish. We create them with our brains. Our brains create scalar waves when we pray. Our thoughts create scalar waves. And we can literally change the fabric of space-time and everything if we pray. We prayed in aggregate on your show, Dave, on Hagman's show and on my show, that Donald Trump would win the election and that Hillary Clinton would be exposed. People said to me, well, why don't you pray that Hillary Clinton is assassinated or Hillary Clinton is killed? No, you can't pray like that. You can't do that, because here's why. You create those scalar waves. That's what the wizards and the witchcraft, that's what they do. They pray all this bad stuff using their formulas that they have, including the sacrifice of children, to change the energy waves. God didn't call us to do that. God is a God of love. We can't act like the heathen act. We can't do what the heathen do. We've got to walk in love. We've got to pray they be exposed. We got to pray that God's will be done in their life. Dave, I can't tell you how many times I've prayed that when people have attacked me in the past, and I've prayed for them to be blessed, and invariably something happens to them bad. And I never prayed it, because I'm not going to pray it. And what happens is the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. That's what it says in the book of Hebrews. And we need to understand something. When you're in covenant with Yahweh through Yeshua, through the Holy Spirit, through the blood of the Lamb, when you have the authority that you've been given as a Christian, you got to be very careful with the words that you speak and the prayers that you pray, because, guys, you have the ability to change the fabric of space-time by the words and the prayers that you speak and that you utter. And you got to be so careful to make sure that you're positive with your spouse, you're positive with your kids. Now, if you make a mistake, you can correct it the next time. You got to remember, none of us are perfect. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But every time God looks at you again, He doesn't see you anymore. He doesn't see a sinner named Ted Brower. He sees the resonance frequency of the righteousness of Christ in me. My old man, I have like a spirit in me that looks like me, but it resonates with the frequency of God Almighty. That's what He sees. And when my body falls away and goes back to the dust of the earth, my spirit man is still just as alive as it is today. In fact, I probably won't even notice when it falls off and it becomes the dust of the earth, Dave, because I'll be immediately brought into heaven, into the presence of God, and I'll be like, wow, that was really cool. That was a lot of fun. Because remember, we are spiritual beings experiencing a physical existence in a skin suit. This is not where we belong. And when we become Christians, it's really not where we belong, Dave.
This is a really good treatise on the spiritual war and how we're going to win it, and I couldn't agree with you more. I want to go back to the black goo, but also I want to say something about something referred to as first net. I interviewed recently Virginia Farver. In fact, that interview is up on the Common Sense Show YouTube channel, and you can go in and listen to it. First net, controlling people's thinking, not just giving us cancer through 5G, which is coming, and it's devastating, but first net is taking advantage of the Jose Delgado technology that I talked about, and they're going to be able to manipulate not just thinking, but mood, emotionality, and so forth. And this is why this black goo thing, even though I'm going to take it with a grain of salt at this point, I think it's interesting from a theoretical standpoint, because what I'm kind of hearing you say, and this is where I want clarification, is that the black goo is AI-controlled and therefore possibly synthetic in terms of not really being a life form like you and I, but more of a synthetic life form that is taking orders from some computer. Now, it's a crude explanation, but I'd like you to respond to that.
Pretty much, that's right. And what the problem is, apparently the other nations that have been working with the substance found out the United States tapped into a big vein of this stuff in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. And they didn't want the United States to be able to have the ability to have a huge amount of this stuff available to the U.S. Intelligence Department, because they know that you have to have this in order to tie into the AI, as far as tying it into a multidimensional interface with Lucifer. And this is a product that they use to do that with, because supposedly it's sentient, it's full of iridium and gold, and it's something different that we've never been exposed to before as far as talked about from a scientific literature. Now, I haven't seen it, but Harold Vela has seen it. He says if you put it in the room with another sample of black goo, that both of them basically immediately come to like attention. They know something else is there, and they try to reunite with that other sample. Now, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the video of it, but Harold Vela, either he's the nuttiest person I've ever heard, or he's one of the smartest people I've ever heard, because he ties a lot of this stuff together with this. But again, remember, he doesn't understand what Christianity is. The biggest problem they have over in Germany and in Europe, and not as bad in Germany, but a lot of the other countries over there, because Germany had Martin Luther, the biggest problem they have is the only exposure they have had to Christianity is the Catholic Church. And guys, if you're a Catholic, you know as well as I do, you guys got some issues, especially with the pedophile priests and the other things that are going on, and with the money laundering through the Vatican. And again, read that book that I mentioned last hour. It's called Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And you'll understand what the Catholic Church has gotten itself into with money laundering with the drug trade. Now, you say, well, is that true? Yep, that's true. And that could all be fully documented. And see, guys, here's the thing about this is, if that's the only exposure that you've had to Christianity is the Catholic Church and the way they've become so corrupt, then you'd have a real skewed impression of what Christianity is supposed to be because of what they do as far as the activities they're involved in with the mafia and the drug running, yeah, et cetera.
Ted, our time is going to be limited. Before we go down that, I want to bring this back to the original topic with the goo. What's the purpose? What does this man say the purpose is?
Okay, here's what he says. Now, I've got the notes here from the show. They've got to put an antenna in us, which allows them to tie us into the AI. They have to do that. They can do that because they can tie the barium directly into our central nervous system, and they can use the Morgellons, which is a cross-domain species between insect, plant, and animal, into our bodies through the nanotags, which will incorporate itself kind of like a parasite into our nerves. And with that creates a interface or an antenna to electromagnetic fields, which creates a print that is piezoelectric because of the crystals they're spraying in us, which means that it's electrical current coming out of your outer body, which allows a direct input through the nerves via the central nervous system. And it allows them to create what they call a controllable technical unit. It's kind of like using the thyroid with fluoride. It ties us back into the AI. And when they do this, these piezoelectric crystals are sprayed and absorbed, which are microwavable, through the chemtrails. Now remember, these compounds, the aluminum and the barium and strontium, are used by the military, who have been fooled by the intelligence community or persuaded that this is going to be okay. They're using the antennas, the sea-based radar domes, the Gwen towers, the cell towers, the Doppler radar, et cetera, and all of this barium and aluminum to create the atmosphere into a plasma source, a charged electrical field. When you get up into the aurora borealis area, up into the upper ionosphere, it's very charged plasma. That's why you'll see the aurora borealis sometimes at night in the higher altitudes when the temperatures are just right. Now, they're trying to bring that charged plasma down into our area at sea level to allow their towers to have a much better signature when they scan for us after we've been equipped with the Morgellons tags. The piezoelectric crystals are sprayed and absorbed into our bodies. Number two, they shift frequency by upconverting microwave energy to biodigestible light for these demons. This light sends information into the DNA. This reads the DNA of this information and the frequency, the generated field that we produce from the DNA. This is processed by the Morgellons antenna, and that is processed by the intelligence community to read our state of mind and know exactly who and where we are at all times. Plus, they can also insert energy from HARP and these different fields or Gwen towers directly into us the same way, and they can connect us into quantum computers, to the artificial intelligence, which can be used to insert neurolinguistic programming into us, such as revenge or hatred. In other words, they can make us hate each other. And there was a movie that came out last year. It was called, I forgot what it was called, Dave, and they did the same thing. They had cell phones, and they hit a certain frequency, and everybody wanted to kill each other, and they ran around killing each other. It was the craziest thing you've ever seen.
My son and I saw the movie, and you're exactly right. The Kinsman, I can't remember the name of it. Let me interject this, because this is critical. When I interviewed Virginia Farver, she said they're bringing 5G online, and she said this is deadly. It's going to kill people. It's going to overwhelm their immune system. Cancer is going to be rampant. But I think there's another purpose here. If this black goo thing is real, it needs a transmitter source. And if you go to 5G, isn't that the transmitter source?
I don't know. It could be. But remember that what happens is when you put this quantum computer into us like this, and you use the 5G or the 4G or whatever, and you put this plasma around us, it allows them to control the intention field of the hologram that we live in. That's what their whole point is, okay? These demons, whatever you want to call them, know that we literally create our own reality by our thinking and our praying. See, these are the Sabbateans. They want to turn everything upside down. The quantum computer only picks up more war, so it manipulates the attention field for more war. That's what they're trying to do. We're trying to get Russia to attack us. Before this technology was being put into place, and it's still, they were using satanic sacrifice to do this. That's what the Bible tells us to think about the good and those things that are from above, that God is love. But they're putting this program into us constantly that Putin's bad, Putin's bad, Putin's bad, Putin's bad, Putin's bad. So if they dress up a bunch of soldiers like Russian Spetsnaz that are just basically mercenaries from another country that are being paid by our government to set up a false flag, another Bay of Tonka or another incursion into Poland like the Nazis did, people are going to believe that. They'll say, they've been telling us for years now the Russians are bad, Russians are bad. Now the Russians are invading us before the election, before Trump gets in. Okay, it's kind of like you get up in the morning and you and your wife, you start yelling at each other, you get into a fight when you wake up. The rest of the day usually goes bad because, you know, it's been set up that way from the frequency. This is what the quantum computer can do. It can put this frequency out globally, just like you were talking about earlier, changing that bull when he was charging the person, Jose Delgado, and he was able to change all of that. In the center of the entire thing, we have the synthetic RNA that is being sprayed on us with the chemtrails, which is pure artificial intelligence, which is totally demonic. And remember, the demons are ruled by Lucifer, but they do this to extract energy from humans, you know, as the Bible says, as a roaring lion. This is what's happening with transhumanism. They're being inspired by the AI to tie everybody into a computer so that we can all be interfaced and controlled through this multidimensional interface, through the black goo, supposedly, through this D-Wave computer, since nobody will tell us how the stinking thing works, and they say they don't know, but it could be because it's working through black glue, and they don't want to announce this thing, Dave. And the AI is controlling this program, which is controlled by the Rothschilds and the globalists. Again, they're here to destroy God's creation. These Satan worshippers say, you know, let me participate in your power, and they will serve Lucifer. Again, we mentioned that earlier. See, but we have the authority over them, and nobody else does. The only Christians do. That's why it's open game on white people in the United States now. They're trying to completely change the demographics because we are the ones that came over to the United States from Europe with a Protestant work ethic and got away from all of this religion stuff they had over there, trying to reestablish a connection with God Almighty. Remember, that's why the first people came to the United States was for freedom of religion. Because they were being told what to believe and what to think by King George and by the folks in France and everybody else. They were being told that if they didn't do a certain thing a certain way, they'd be killed by the Catholic Church or basically excommunicated. And these guys had enough of all of that stuff, and they wanted to be able to worship God the way they wanted to worship God. Because remember, when our forefathers came to this country to settle the United States, they came looking for God. When the Catholics came looking for you know, gold in South America, that's what they were looking for. They were looking for gold and for riches and to steal gold from the Aztecs. I mean, the Protestant work ethic is what developed the United States, and they want to destroy that because they know that the Christians have the ability to control the fabric of space-time by the words that they pray and the things that they speak. And this is so important that you guys have to understand this. A scalar wave has no time-distance variable. It's there instantaneously anywhere in the universe. It changes the physical reality of the energy field that we've been put in on this planet, and it allows us to create the reality that we want to create by the words that we speak and what we believe. It's called faith. The Bible is very clear about it. It says, you know, ask whatever you shall. If you do it in faith, it'll be given unto you. That God understands the ability that we have that He gave us by sharing His omnipotence, just a tiny percentage of that with us, because we were so detuned after the garden episode with Lucifer that at one point in time, remember, we were created in God's image. In fact, Jesus Christ was the second Adam. That's what He's called, the kinsman redeemer. He's the exact representation of God Almighty according to the book of Hebrews. He's the exact image, the exact frequency of God. You see, this is what we have to understand. Christianity is not about going to church on Sunday morning. It's about being infused with the Holy Spirit your entire life, entire day, that you breathe, eat, sleep, the fact that you're connected with Yahweh to the center of the universe, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's what Christianity is. And so if people would just get a handle on that and understand who they are and what they are in Christ Jesus, Dave, it will change everything, because God's Spirit is everywhere. That's the thing. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent, and it allows
us
to be
infused with it. That's a good place for us to wrap this up. We're right up against it, Ted. I just want to give you a real quick chance here to plug your show and tell people how they can follow your good work.
If you like the show tonight, and you don't think I'm too far off the deep end on all this stuff, you can listen to us on the Ted and Austin Brower Show from 3 to 4, if you'd like to, every single day. On Daystar, on Global Star Satellite, same we're on right now. You go to the website healthmasters.com. Everything's on sale for 5% off with five Hodges. And guys, I want to say one thing. Thank you for so many of you who are buying your multiple vitamins from us. You know, we produce the finest, highest quality supplements in the world. And why is that? Because I'm controlled by a higher standard. I'm responsible to produce the best products I can produce because of my relationship with God through Christ. If I could produce a better product, I would. And I want you guys to know that we have the ability to control time space by the words that we speak. But guys, listen to me. We also have the ability to control so much of our health by the food that we eat, the things that we put into our bodies. You need a high quality supplement that's not poisonous to your system, that's not coated in shellac, that doesn't use methyl cyanide cobalamin for their vitamin B12, that has methylated B vitamins. And as a research biochemist trained at Florida State University, you know, we put together the highest quality supplements available in the world as far as I'm concerned, and they're available at healthmaster.com.
It is absolutely the best, and I'm your best patient. And if I'm not, Doug Hagman is. Well, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us, Ted, and we're going to definitely follow up on this black goo. But I will tell you, folks, mind control's out there. Facebook is opening a division for mind control. You'll want to check out my podcast tomorrow on that. It's irrefutable. They've commented on it, although they're keeping everything close to the vest. I want to thank you for tuning in. Joe Hagman, thanks for joining us, my friend. And check out the Hagman & Hagman Report, 7 p.m., the Ted and Austin Brower Show at 3 p.m. Eastern. And we are out of here. Go out and have a great week. God bless.